Hello? What is this? Not useless? That's for the audience. Oh, okay, good. Hello. Checking it?
What's up?
All right,
hi.
When do we start recording?
It's recording.
Oh, shit. Wow, it's loud. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. How are you? Welcome to the Naughty Show podcast. We're here in Toronto at the Underground. Thank you so much for coming out. Give yourselves a round of applause because you're a good-looking,
amazing,
fuckable group.
Lot of fucks out here tonight, Sam. Lot of fucks.
Very interesting. You guys are sitting so far away. Why is that? Why don't you want to be close to the magic? Look at the dogs getting front row.
Yeah, like I said, we're the only podcast with dogs.
You know,
live human dogs.
Dogs get seven times higher than everybody else. You know that? The Albanian's back from last night. Albanian, how are you?
That's right.
Guys, it's good to be here in Toronto. Thanks for all for coming out. We also have microphones. We'd like people to come up. You can ask anything you want at any time. You got a question? You can ask. You want to know about Red Band? Ask about Red Band. You want to know about Michael Winslow? Ask about Michael Winslow.
No. There's some stuff I will not talk about. Yes. And I told you.
Some of you guys, how many people are Death Squad fans here? Any Death Squad fans?
All right.
Anyone listen to All Things Comedy here? Any All Things Comedy people? Okay, cool.
All right. Nice.
So if you do listen to the Naughty Show podcast, I hope you do if you're here, we have an ongoing war right now.
Sam, it's not a war if there's only one country winning.
Yeah. Our good friend Gareth Reynolds has issued a war to the human sound machine, Michael Winslow. And there's been contact, people. There is now an engagement and a setting of rules.
Listen, I told you I will fight under specific circumstances against Winslow in a mouth-to-mouth battle. And when the time comes, I'm ready to go. There has been contact made. There's no guarantees. There's no Gareth-tees,
yeah,
which are more important, I find. But, you know, of course I want it to happen, but I want it to happen the right way. Because I want this to be it. I don't want any bullshit. You know, when we're done going, hey, fuck, you know, none of that shit.
There can be only one.
There's
you guys
one.
Are like Highlanders.
Yeah, I'll
be...
cut his fucking head off. And that's a metaphor for defeating him.
It's a little crazy, right? I mean, these guys are the best of the best at sound effects. I mean, you very rarely do you see. This is like Godzilla taking on King Kong.
Top two in the world. He's two.
Let me see real quick. Young lady right there. Yell a sound effect you've always wanted to hear in your life.
Whoa, we're doing it right now. I didn't do my stretches.
Okay.
I didn't put I have this big thing I put in my mouth that stretches. I can wing it.
I don't want to pull a lip.
No, that's where you come in. That's what makes me so brilliant is you go this, and I go, fucking that? Yeah, and I do it very accurately no matter what it is. So you get to pick any noise in the world.
I think she means do the sound effect of your stretching out.
Oh,
of your warm-up.
Well put. Well, good save. Okay.
It's silent, but I will cartoon it up for the crowd.
Okay, ready?
Oh, I got to go to the podcast.
Amazing.
That was it.
It's pretty accurate.
It's
again, nobody can, nobody can verify the accuracy, but that is exactly what it sounds like.
Man, this podcast is going to be crazy because I'm already high as fuck right now. And I don't even smoke weed.
Sam, you don't smoke weed, but you've been getting high contact highs like an experiment, right?
It's for days now.
It's fucking crazy.
We may as well throw you in a laundry basket, put a blanket over it, and just blow weed smoke into it like a bad dog.
It's amazing. I do love Toronto. You guys like being here in Toronto? Have you been to Toronto before?
I have, yep.
Where have you been? What'd you do here last time?
I went to the CN Tower. I ate a falafel. It was a fucking roller coaster. Fucking A. I'll never get over it.
What have you done in Toronto?
This is my first time here. I've only been to Quebec one other time. This is it?
Yeah, man. But
So, Sam, what does that lead you into naturally?
My point is, like, what we were talking about earlier, sometimes when you do comedy and you do the road, and you're like, hey, I've been here, but you really haven't gone and seen it. You just sit in your hotel all day.
Yeah.
And you don't really get to see the city. And that's why I wish we could have taken Vicky out and seen the sights and the sounds. And we went to the beach kind of today. But for the most part, you've been in the Winston.
Yeah, but that's all right. The Westin.
Yeah, or that place.
The Winslow. It was good today. We went to a barbecue. That was dope.
Fun. That was fun.
We're like mingling. We're like the real locals.
Yeah, we're
trying living it.
We're trying to get some local legends of Toronto on the podcast.
And here we are.
And here we are.
The three of us, not from here.
We wanted to get your mayor up here. That would have been fucking cool. That guy's great. Don't ever vote him out, guys. You guys need him there to make you feel better about yourself. You know, it's like, oh, I'm not a fat crackhead. That's fucking great.
There's a lot of upside on the mayor because you're like, if he cleaned up his act, he could be awesome.
Right.
It's just there's a lot of crack. I like how you got away from the mic. You're like, yeah.
See ya.
It's a sound effect, technically.
Like, who did he beat in the mayor's race? Like, who? What guy could not beat the crackhead?
Who?
A gay guy.
Really?
Oh, well.
So you guys would have a sense.
They can't focus on legislation because they're just like, cocks, all I want are cocks. Like, that makes sense.
What do you run on? Rocks, not cocks?
Yeah, rocks v. cocks. Oh, I'm voting cocks. My wife's voting cocks. I'm voting rocks. Obviously, she's an idiot.
Oh, man. And this underground club is phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh, wait, he's genuinely in pain. Oh, God.
Someone shanked him.
Yeah.
We have JT here. You're JT, right? You're the nice guy that sent Vicky a giant blown out asshole picture.
Oh, my God.
Which he's very thankful for.
We're going to talk. Well, okay. So I get this tweet.
He's the nicest guy in the world. And he's sending out blown out asshole pictures to people on the internet.
Very nice guy. Sometimes you get these tweets, you haven't met the person yet. So you're just reacting to the tweet, which was a huge gaping asshole.
It said LOL. That's what it was. Yeah. And the O was the gaping asshole.
The gaping asshole was the O. So my reaction was, are you insane? Why would you send this to me? But Tripoli retweets it. So now every time I go to his feed, there it is. So thanks, JT. That's some real talk for you.
Yeah.
Thank you
for cockpocking me on Twitter followers now. It's I want to follow this guy. Oh, God, that's a blown-out asshole.
That's the reason why they started letting you favorite tweets, when you just have nothing to say back. You're like, I don't want to retweet it. I don't want to acknowledge it. But you're like, and an invisible like.
No, without a doubt. The favorite is, I don't want people to know I like this. It's my little secret. That's what a retweet.
That brings up our sponsor of the show. The podcast tonight is brought to you guys by Baby Life. Baby Life Naturals. These are the baby whites or lingettes pour bébé. They're ultra deuces, which is great. They come from cotton. Who doesn't? And we're really excited to have them as a sponsor, you guys. They're for your babies, and let's be honest, they're for grown-ups too, after they go.
And we're proud to announce that anybody who comes up and asks any question whatsoever about anything, podcast-related, unrelated, life questions, gets a free baby wipe.
That's right. Then again, that's brought to you by Baby Life. Baby Life, the best thing for your butthole.
Does baby wipes have a theme song? Does anyone know? Is there like a jingle?
Yeah, it
does
is.
Does anyone know what it is? Because I think Gareth has
I know
one.
What it is, yeah.
We talked about last night.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a big sponsor of a big podcast.
Yeah.
Right? So we're like, hey, man, we should come up with a jingle. They're giving us millions of dollars to sponsor this podcast.
The least we could do is have a song.
Come up with a jingle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's got to be a lot of stuff. You got to incorporate babies, life.
Oh, so there's a lot of stuff for the jingle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess that's the email I was off of.
So do you got an idea? Did you come up with it? I gave you a couple hours to think about, like a couple of days and not hours. Did you come up with anything?
I'm sorry, what's going on right now?
You're supposed to sing the jingle that I asked you.
Oh, for Baby Life?
Yeah,
it goes like this. Ooh, baby, don't make it feel like a knife with Baby Life. Thank you for understanding. My Winslow brother right there.
It's a movement. That guy hates Winslow.
Listen, I don't want to compare Michael Winslow to Coney, Joseph Coney. So I won't. But I did say that.
Yeah.
Which I think insinuates I could easily. What's going on, Sam?
I'm just trying to find the notes I wanted to talk about with you about.
Are you looking on Tinder right now?
No. I love Tinder. Anyone else on Tinder? I can't stop fucking Tindering. Is there a support group to stop Tindering?
It's called MySpace.
Really? Really? Nobody's on MySpace anymore.
Bingo, exactly. Hey, quit it.
That's fucking horrible. MySpace was great. It was much better. It was great.
It was, wow, what a
Facebook
time.
Sucks. Nobody's with me on this one? I'm losing everybody. You like, what do you like, young lady? You don't have anything? You're off the grid? What are you, on the run from the law?
That's like the most attractive quality.
That could be the hottest thing I've ever heard.
I don't ever
care about selfies or anything. Yeah. You've never taken a selfie in your life? Nothing? Do you ever send him naked pictures? Oh, that's great.
That's the pause and a sometimes is a fuck yes. That, 8 second pause.
The longer the pause, the shadier the shit
shadier,
she does.
Yeah. You notice that? She's like, your giraffe stuffed animal misses you too. 8 second pause.
8 second. I don't know if you how long you followed the Naughty Show podcast, but we've gone through changes. We always, you know, we started in Red Band's closet. It was just me, Red Band, and Tebow, and it was just two chairs, and it was just whatever porn star would show up. And nobody watched at all. There was like 5 downloads per show.
That's hot.
And it started growing and growing and growing. Then we moved out there. We moved into the studio where they have the Ice House Chronicles. And we're now, I think, in probably about a month or two, the Naughty Show will be surpassed as the longest running show on Death Squad's network.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's funny that people. That's
I
not
think you're clapping
right?
for the wrong reasons, but I appreciate that. You said it.
It did feel like applause time.
Yeah, it did feel.
It's gonna be surpassed as the longest running podcast.
I know it so came out wrong.
All right, it's not a good thing.
They're glad it's.
But it is the longest running show on Death Squad.
95 episodes.
And I think that Ice House Chronicles is at. I thought I heard 75.
Uh oh.
So we should be close.
Catching up.
We'll slowly become second. But then we moved from there and we moved to Joint Studio and a lot of people got mad at us. There was this whole Death Squad hatred that happened with us, which was really weird because I was there the longest. We were there the longest. And then people just got angry at us. Like we had hurt their baby or some shit like that.
Yeah. Which reminds me of our sponsor, Baby Life, guys. Baby Life. For kids, for grown-ups, it doesn't matter. They're for animals. Fuck it, everybody. Baby Life. For your skin.
We've been doing it. Fuck you. Well, we'll go through the whole story of the Naughty Show, too. So then we moved to the Joint Studios, and that was a lot of fun, and people enjoyed that, and it just got really weird. Now we're at Playboy Radio, so. Yeah. Right? What? You need a lighter? Yeah. Were you laughing that we need lighters? What were you laughing at? Yeah, things got weird at the Joint Studio. Got really fun. Where it's queefing. It was
That's
just
our
like.
Explanation.
What kind of show does queefing? We did a whole show on queefing.
Dr. Oz did a whole thing on it.
Did he?
No, he doesn't.
That'd be a great fucking episode. That'd be a great fucking episode.
That'd be awful.
Why would that be awful, man? It's natural.
Oh, okay, I'm in.
You never have a girl queef while you're crushing it? I queefed. I've done it where she...
You almost said I queefed once. You almost did.
What I do is when after I have sex and the girl queefs and she gives me a look, I go, shh.
To the vagina?
Yes, that's what I do.
Quiet, you.
I really do.
You really be quiet.
But so here we are. We're doing our second live one. The first one we did was at the LA
Podfest,
which was fun. We had King Cross come on. And, you know, we'd never really told you anything about ourselves. So what we'd like to do is talk about Garrus' early years as an entertainer. We discussed that.
Vaudeville.
He used to do kids' parties, right? You used to do kids' parties?
I used to dress up like superheroes and characters for kids' birthday parties, yes. Forever. I did 369 of them.
Where were they?
Shit.
In Los Angeles?
All over L.A. Outside of L.A. All over.
And what was the most popular character to play?
I'd do a lot of Spider-Mans. But then
Did
there'd
you
be
to
fads
sing at
like,
all?
Huh?
Any singing in Spider-Man?
No, but I used to, I would get work orders that would tell you what you had to do. So I would just like go meet a guy, a really weird guy, in a parking lot, and he'd give me all these costumes. And then I'd look at these work orders, and it'd be like, you know, you're Spider-Man or Batman or. You know, the Dark Magician or Winnie the Pooh or Scooby-Doo or whatever.
Who's the Dark Magician?
He's a Yu-Gi-Oh! Character who has a helmet that is literally, I'm not kidding, 3 feet off your head. So you're walking around like, just fucking shoot me. Shoot low on the head into the brain. And I would like be like, I'd bend over to get something and I'd like knock a 3-year-old out. I'd be like, oh my God, oh my God. Which reminds me of Baby Life, which is...
Baby Life, when the children are shitting themselves, it's Baby Life.
Look at how asleep that baby is. When was the last time you slept like that? Use them.
Is it being crazy?
Now, did anything ever crazy happen with...
Bless you.
Bless you. Did anything ever happen crazy when you were doing the kids' parties?
Yeah, all the time. One time I was at Arnold Schwarzenegger's house, and I was dressed up like a referee for 5 hours. So the other thing is it's like rinky-dink. You know what I mean? It's not like I was like, you'd be like, oh, shit, look at that superhero. Like, the outfits were retarded. So you're already, like, starting off from a bad spot because kids are going to be like, you look like shit. And you're like, all right, everyone, sit down. Let's talk about Timmy. Let's talk about the birthday boy, not about how fat I look in this fucking thing. But I was a referee at Schwarzenegger's, and it was... I mean, I would do, like, famous people's parties, and it was fucking weird. But I cut my elbow really bad, and the maid that he fucked and impregnated fixed up my elbow.
Get the fuck out.
In the house. Took me in the house where they were, like, Terminator heads. She was just like, what happened to your elbow? I was like, you know, I'm fucking stupid. You know, I was running, and I hit it hard.
Let me ask you, when you met her, did you get any kind of vibe? Did you,
no,
did you
no,
feel like something
no,
was between them?
No, no. I felt okay treating her bad. That's how low on the totem pole she was. I was in a referee outfit with hula hoops. And I was like, hurry up, lady. Little did I know, she had the keys to the empire. She was probably like, if I could pull rank on him, I would. You know, I suck his dick. I'd be like, oh, miss, I'm sorry. Let me fix this. Let me get to work over here.
Oh, my God. Now, did you have... Those are all the notes I had. We're just
good notes.
No,
okay. From there.
Well, no, this was our prep. On Friday after... Or Thursday after the first show, we wrote three things down. Drunk at kids' parties was the first one.
Oh, yeah. Right, because I used to show up drunk. That's true, too. That's true. Right, okay. I was drunk when we made that note, ironically. But, no, there would be times where I'd be like party, you know what I mean? Like I'd be like I'd be partying and I'd be go to bed at like 4 and I had to be somewhere at like 9. So I'd get up at like 7. So I'd be wasted when I'd wake up. And one time I was Santa Claus and that was its own little nightmare. But I was Santa Claus and I was hopping on these stones in this yard and I was so drunk that I fell into a bush. And then just, like, got up and, like, saw that nobody saw. And I was like, okay, we're still alive, still alive, still alive. There was another time where I had a hair on my tongue. Like, the Spider-Man mask you would pull down, you know? And you'd have gloves on. So I had a hair on my tongue. And I was like, oh, I got to get that hair off my tongue. And I was drunk. And I tried to grab it with the gloves, but it made it worse. And I was like, I'm going to barf. So I opened my car door. I threw up. Shut the door. I was like, fuck. And I see a guy approaching, and it was the dad. And I just, like, threw 5 Altoids in my mouth. I was like, sir, how are you? He's like, a couple things about Bill. I was like, of course. Mind the throw up, these degenerate bastards. Dare they. In this day and age, unbelievable.
Did any moms hit on you?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hard? Like, really like that. Happen?
Yeah, and then, yeah, there were a couple times. Okay. I had a girlfriend for part of it, though.
That's why they call them the cock blockers.
Yeah, it's like Spider-Man can't.
Fucking cock blockers.
Spider-Man goes home to his lady.
Who is his lady? Spider-Woman?
Mary Jane.
Well, no, actually, me and Spider-Woman split up. The Spider-Cat, too.
That's fucking horrible.
That was tough.
So, we fly into Toronto, Segway.
Yeah, and, this is very important. You need to know this story.
You guys have more traffic than I thought. I didn't know you guys were so fucked up. It's fucking traffic everywhere. You guys only... Yeah, it's like not the biggest lanes ever.
Look, they're already covering their faces because they know what we're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Look at them already.
So we're pulling
somebody
in.
Somebody nail their feet down.
No, Sesquana, come over here. We got to talk about this real quickly. Can you come over here?
Yeah, why don't you paint the picture? Get on the curb. And he's not smoking weed, for the record, everybody.
So we were driving home, and all of a sudden he's like, I got to stop. We're like, what?
So what happens? Walk us through it, that day.
All right, so we're driving back.
Uh-huh.
Heavy rush hour traffic. Probably another hour in the car. Came to that point where it was either stop and piss or piss my pants.
So, already the order's funny, that the first one is stop and piss, especially how it plays out.
So,
well, where were we? Tell them where we were. Okay, we were on what highway?
off ramp on a bridge, bumper to bumper traffic, like as far as you can see in every direction. Yeah.
Wow.
So had to pull over, had to get out, piss in front of everybody, stop traffic in the middle of rush hour on the highway.
Well, what did you do?
After we picked the naughty show up from the airport.
You pulled over.
That's a great first impression.
You blocked a lane.
Completely blocked a lane.
In daylight.
There was nowhere to pull over.
It's almost
you
like
just
you
just stopped the car.
Got out. First of all, tried it once, pulled over, and then was like, oh, shit, it's moving. It moved a
foot.
It's
like parallel parking.
Then he did it. Keep in mind there was like an 18-foot gap when he was done. Pulls over, just pisses forever.
Like elephant piss for like...
forever.
45 minutes, this kid is pissing.
People are like, oh, boy, look at this guy. Knucklehead. Just sitting there like, is this happening? What's going on right now?
It's amazing how people are like, yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job pissing on our highways. But you could have pissed over the end, but then you would have been peeing on like homeless people.
It was the risk I had to take.
It was.
You either risk getting deported for public urination or you piss your pants and then drive in.
I would totally respect it if you pissed your pants. You're like, I got to get these people there, man.
Well, yeah, it's actually shorts at the time, so you'd have pissed your shorts, which is a little different.
Yeah, that
we're cutting off a lot
worse.
Of the sponging zone.
Yeah.
Also, I was in the passenger seat.
Oh, by the way, these are used, guys. These are recycled. Baby firsts. They're dry and used.
They're not used.
And guys, baby life is the best in used wipes. Number one. Go to them.
There was a Gatorade bottle in the car. So after the incident, I said, why didn't you just use the Gatorade bottle? But apparently you tried that earlier.
Yeah, I was waiting for everybody. They were in the airport. So I'm like, okay, this is my opportunity. There's nobody in the car. There's nobody around. So I'm going to pull off to the side, piss in the Gatorade bottle like a mature adult would. And so I go to make this move, start the process, look in the rearview mirror. Hi, Canadian police. They're like, yeah, you can't park here, and you've got to move. So
your dick can't park there either, sir.
Yeah. So my effort to piss in the Gatorade bottle was thwarted by the airport police.
Fucking narcs.
So you really did try everything, sounds like.
Yeah, tried everything.
He was all out
of options.
He
tried the three things.
All crazy.
What's that?
No, he didn't.
Can't do that. They kept saying every time you pull up, you can't park here. You can't stop. Yeah. Keep moving. Drive.
See, the difference is on the freeway, they don't have people telling you to not piss. Employ those people. People will be like, oh, shit, I can't. They're there. I used to pee in so many bottles when I did kids' parties, too. So many bottles.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like Howard Hughes.
Like it was baby like, bottles?
Baby bottles? No. It is weird, but don't make it the weirdest.
Oh, can we hear that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Hey, dude,
okay.
Come up here and grab your little baby wipe.
The request is the a sound effect.
Call. There you go.
And thank
okay.
you, Jason.
Look at that. They
thank
scroll out.
Go,
look at
thank
that.
You. The request is for the sound of me peeing in a bottle. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Sound effect time.
Oh, oops, sorry. Hold on.
Jesus Christ. By the way, that's my mouth making the sound of baby first close. Baby life. Sorry, baby first. Oh, man, I hate my fucking life. Get in there. I gotta dump this shit out.
Oh, that was the longest piss.
I'm telling you, you're peeing in a bottle. It's not a baby. It's like it has to happen.
Oh, man. Does anyone here know how to do sound effects?
Yeah, right here.
Any sound effects machines in the crowd? Honestly. Anyone here beatbox back in the day?
Stop taking me on the road like a freak show. I'm not a bear fighting a wrestler, Sam. I'm a goddamn professional.
Anybody here? Anyone could beatbox? Anyone could do something crazy? Nothing? You guys just... anyone got a skill here?
Do they speak English?
You know how intimidating it would be to go up against Gareth?
I think somebody should take a chance at life.
You guys, Right now I'm training. I don't want to pull a lip. I don't want to... I mean, I keep giving you what you need, but understand, I have to keep some of the magic tricks behind the curtain. Okay?
I do understand. All right? I do understand. I want to talk about some of our last episodes we've done. I wanted to talk about the one that got everyone a buzz, which was the Lorenzo Lamas episode. A lot of people want to discuss...
Llama people.
Yeah. Want to discuss, did she really want to shove stuff into Lamas's butt? And the answer was 100%.
What is the presence of Lorenzo Lamas in Canada?
I mean, did you guys love
Because I
Renegade?
Did see Richard Simmons on a soap opera yesterday, which makes sense.
You had to look Lorenzo Lamas up?
Yeah.
And really? Once you looked him up, did you realize how badass he was? Did you look up his wife, too? How hot is she? She's a smoke show. Which is,
what is that?
Apropos
smoke
for
show. She's smoking.
A weed shop.
A lot of smoke. Yeah. This place is a smoke
She's
show.
She's a smoke show. What does that mean, smoke show? That means what? Smoke
smoking.
Mirrors?
She's smoking hot.
She's fuckable.
She's a goddamn fire.
Yeah, it was crazy, dude. I mean, she just really wants to build a sex dungeon and shove weird shit into his ass.
Who
now, sex dungeons big in Canada? Is there a big, like, this huge push for sex dungeons like there are in America or the United States?
Is there a huge push for that?
Dude, every day there's another person with a sex dungeon somewhere in the States. Every day, mostly Cleveland. Mostly Cleveland. So everyone's building sex dungeons. Like Ohio
I guess,
loves sex dungeons.
But I think Vicky's question is there proof?
Is there proof? What?
That's happening?
Yeah, it's called... Yeah, it's...
Okay.
It's
What's called, it called?
It's called Megan's Law and
Oh, my God.
No. What?
Is that Megan's Law? It feels like.
Well, that's where they go to when they get kidnapped, to the sex dungeons.
So, see, I mean,
if everything goes according to plan.
What? Was this the A-Team?
I was picturing, like, voluntary, I'm going to design a new room in my house sex dungeons.
We never use the sauna anymore.
Yeah.
Let's give it a wall dick.
So is there any area of Canada that's kind of like the version of Florida where just like weird shit happens, where weird people shove stuff in weird places? Where? Montreal. But isn't that kind of cool? That's like good-looking people doing fun stuff? Right? Look at that.
I'll tell you, Sam, pound for pound, I think the ladies of Toronto are hotter than the women of Montreal. Am I right, everybody?
Yeah!
And we've also got good news. Death Squad, we're about to be the second longest podcast running. The good news keeps coming. Do you want to take questions from people, Sammy?
Nobody's got any questions, man.
Oh, nobody does?
I want to answer questions. Any questions about anybody on anything?
Preferably about George W. Bush.
Or Lorenzo Lamas.
Wow.
Okay, we're just going to sit here a couple times and stare at each other.
So nobody does have a question.
I can't believe you're on your
phone.
Well,
step up
right
if you have
I'm
a question.
I'm trying to look at
here.
Notes.
Come here. Come up here.
Come up here.
Walk up here.
No. Walk up here. Come here. Walk up here.
Get up here.
Hey, come here.
Come here.
Look here.
Please.
Walk up.
Come on.
Hang out.
We are friends.
Come up.
There's a lion up here under the. Pet him. I'm a lion. Accurate.
I'm trying to think about... I'm so stoned right now. This is the stonest I've ever...
You know you're stoned when the term stonedest is what you're... I'm the stonedestest.
I'm glad I'm taking a beating today on this podcast.
The stonedest.
I'm the only one trying to drive this fucking thing. Everyone's like beating the shit out of me. You guys are smoking weed and drinking beers, and I'm just like, where's this podcast going at
Which
this
brings me to Baby Life, the number one name in ass wipers for babies or for grown men or women is Baby Life.
Baby Life. Baby Life. What'd that guy just come up to you do, bro? What is
that? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Is this for you? Thank you, sir.
Does everyone here smoke weed? Literally everybody?
Does anyone here not smoke weed?
Who doesn't smoke weed here?
Just me and Team Sexy right here?
You two don't smoke weed.
Are you okay?
Just
living in a hot box.
You must be freaking out right now. It's got to be like, hitting you by now.
All these white people. I'm so fucking high. I see white people.
That'd be a different movie.
We all do. He needs to go to the asylum.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. I hope you guys all go on naughtyshow.net. Check that out. Thank you. That went over well. You know, I just hope you guys check it out. Go to get a Naughty Show t-shirt on the Naughty Show. Thank you. Woo, one guy. Woo! Woo! That sounds like a pinky got shoved in his ass. Woo!
He's the guy that bought the shirt. Stop. It didn't sound anything like that. It sounded great.
There's only one way
to find out. Who are you? What are you? Oh, positive, nice guy. Yay. So you guys all listen to Death Squad, I take it. We're all Death Squad fans. Are you a Death Squad fan? Who's your favorite on Death Squad? You just love them all? So you're a podcast whore. Is that what you are? That's fucking great. What do you listen to? Joey Diaz? Oh, that's awesome. How many podcasts do you listen to? 14 podcasts. What do you got a job? You just sit there? What do you do? Data entry? What's your job? Walmart overnight. Oh, were you security?
Like you walk around and don't let the shelves see you staring at them, you mean? I guess.
You sit
I've done
in
that.
A corner behind a bush beating off.
We should probably have
I think
on
the candy sell me.
What's that?
Like we should have everyone on the microphone.
And what? We're going to interview each person?
No, but when they talk at length.
All right. Well, you want to bring them up?
Yeah.
Hey, come talk on the microphone.
Yeah, give it up.
Yeah, guys, don't be afraid to engage with us. I'm high as fuck. I need as much help as possible right now. So what's your name?
Tyler.
Tyler, how long have you been listening to Death Squad?
Since the beginning.
Really? Yeah. Since what? What was the first Death Squad podcast you listened to?
Joe Rogan, episode one.
Joe Rogan, and you followed ever since?
Yeah.
And you're cranking out those 3 hours?
Yep.
Do you watch his TV show?
Yep. I'm all cut up.
You're all cut. You're just full on to JRE, huh? Okay. All in.
Yep.
What was your favorite guest on the Joe Rogan podcast?
Oh, I don't know.
Sam Tripoli, probably.
Yeah, definitely.
Where do I rank in the top 500 guests that have been on that show?
You're absolutely. Top 10, baby.
Top 10.
Come on.
You.
You're on Billboard, baby.
Have you ever listened to the Naughty Show?
Yeah, of course.
What was your favorite episode?
Here we go.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's great. That's great.
Like the one with Brad Williams, I think his name was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really when the E-Trade baby, I call him E-Trade baby.
Yeah.
When Brad Williams comes out and humps the penthouse pet of the year. That was a pretty sweet thing. What was your favorite episode, Vicky?
Jesus Christ. Well, honestly, baby wipe.
Oh, that's right. You get a baby life. Every question is rewarded with a used baby life, guys.
There we go. There we go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations. We'll sign it after.
Woo.
You can sit.
Sorry.
Dude, you don't love us enough to give us a lighter, huh? Is that how it goes? Thank you for coming up. Greatly appreciate it. What was your favorite episode?
There was an episode. It was episode 90. Gareth, you were on it before you were like on every week. And Dave Anthony was on it. And Red Bam was on it. And he picked up the little thing. It was the plug.
Oh, the
it was Two Shorts Asshole.
Two Shorts Asshole.
Oh, that's right.
But it was really the plug of a sex doll that looked like...
Veronica Ricci?
Did it? Yeah.
Yeah. Red Band's porn star girlfriend at the time. I was burping and high all to say that. I was like, musk and puke.
There's like medics back there with like a gurney. Like, what's going on?
I just think that episode turned the tide or something. Like the whole show started to change from there.
Yeah.
Because people started remembering Two Shorts Asshole and they'd bring it up. And someone talked about Two Short last night. Someone yelled it out.
Two Shorts Asshole was a quality moment in the Naughty Show.
Quality asshole.
What was your favorite episode?
I liked when Randall was on 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I don't know. That guy's fucking. I don't know.
With jizz hands?
jizz hands and the whole thing. I like that Honey Badger video is so fucking good. So when you're actually sitting there, like, listening to the guy who does that voice, like, talk, I just can't fucking look away. I'm like, I don't know. I just marveled at it. And he's hilarious.
Honey Badger don't give a fuck.
Jizz hands.
And he had sideburns and, like, the 70s glasses and a blazer.
Good guy. And the two short one. That was a great one, too.
Those were great ones. I love when we did Miss Speedweed 2013 of the day.
Miss LA Speedweed Stoner Chick of the Year 2013.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That was a great episode.
And Ari hit it every fucking time, right?
I think he made it up.
Why should you be Miss 2013 LA Speedweed of today? I loved it when she put the sparkle swastika on Ari. Yeah. That was a quality moment. And it's always fun to have Duncan Trussell on your podcast, who's a hilarious human being who loves aliens and witches aliens and just weird ass fucking shit.
You got to watch out for the witch aliens. Those are the ones that'll get you. Aliens, witches, we can bypass. When they combine and fuck and have that, that's a big day.
What else are my favorite podcasts where I'm like, that was incredible?
What's your favorite part of Toronto, Sam?
My favorite part of Toronto is Tinder. That's pretty much my favorite part.
Why, Sammy?
I just can't. I'm consumed with it.
Why?
Let's explain Tinder for
how many people here don't know what Tinder is? Do you guys have no clue?
People are raising their hands.
Okay. Well, you describe it because you got me hooked on it. I've never used it myself,
Sam, but Tinder is a hookup application you can get on your iPhone where through your Facebook friends, it will connect you to people who you're not directly friends with, who are the whatever sex you want to get inside of or have inside of you. And you get to see their picture and you're like, oh, yes, I would go out with them or no, I wouldn't. And you just keep doing that. And then if somebody says yes to you that you said yes to, it notifies you. And then you guys can be like, hey, and then you just start texting. I've heard. I've read online.
I just can't stop it out here. I'm consumed with Tindering.
No, but the way you were doing it.
How was I doing it?
You're supposed to look at the picture and judge yes or no. Sam had opened it and was just clicking yes, 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 yes. It wasn't even uploading yet.
Again, as an outsider, that's what they call carpet bombing. As an outsider.
You've never done that before?
I don't know what it is, but that's the Hail Mary, and it's called the carpet bomb, but I don't know what it is for sure. I just Googled it, and I saw it.
Oh, do we got another question? Another question. Oh God, and some more.
That's right, everybody. Baby lives for everybody who asks a question.
You're the biggest nerd I've ever seen in my life. You're like, you. Mega nerd.
Thanks.
I read and kick ass.
I don't really read, but you know.
Well, then your name is not going to work.
Isn't that funny that like glasses got associated with like being smart?
Yeah, right away because
you're
he's
blind
very,
as fuck.
Yeah, that's it. And then it's like, nerd. Go read your fucking book. Your vision's weird. Read your book, nerd. And he's jacked. Look at him.
Thank you.
Okay. And for future listeners, let's clarify by biggest, he's very tall.
And he's jacked. Look at him.
We should just point that
built.
Out.
There's take your shirt off, bro. Well. Take your shirt off for the ladies. This,
here we go. Shirt's off. Man. There we go.
There we go. Can you flex for us? Just a little, give
Pierce
us a nipple flex. Like, boom.
Pierce nipples.
Hey, where's the iPod store is that way, right? Yeah. That's where Apple is over there. All right, go on.
Why are your nipples pierced, though?
I got drunk at Wasaga Beach once.
Hold on. Both your nipples are pierced.
Yesterday?
No, once.
And they can't take them out? It's like that guy who got hit by the subway?
Well,
and they couldn't unleash him, otherwise all of his organs would fall out? If they release those from your nipples, you're going to bleed out?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think I need to go back to school.
So just wondering, what percentage of girls on Tinder are actually hot?
Well, he's got a great bit about this. Why don't you talk about it? I just don't want to do your bit. It's your bit, and it answers it.
Well, there's your baby life.
Quick, someone take a picture of me giving the guess.
Make sure it's in front of my face, everybody. There we go. Thank you.
Just racking up baby wipes, bro. You're better to take dumps on highways soon.
Jason, beat him to the fucking punch.
How great.
You know how that traffic gets. What's up?
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
We might have to have that fucking... We might have to have that contest, piss versus poo. Who wins?
The contest with the bout we've all been waiting for. Yeah. Piss versus poop. Yeah. Only one function will tower.
Okay. Are there hot chicks on Tinder? Gareth Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've read.
Okay. Okay. Could you please go into it a little more?
There are ways of hiding flaws that both sexes employ. And for instance, if there's three people in your picture, right, you're probably the one that's the least hot.
Is that the rule?
It seems to trend that way because...
They use their hot friends to get people to like them?
I've read, yeah.
You've read?
Yeah. And then, you know, so you hide, like, you know what it's like. You take a picture, you judge every moment, but there's...
What about, like OKCupid? What's that?
Listen, OKCupid is a cesspool. It is piss on the side of the freeway. It is just, like, where you go to be like, I'll die alone. Because you're like, I don't like anybody. Nobody likes me. Why are we still here?
How many of these sites are you on?
Just 39. Yeah, I told you the thing about Black People Meet, which is a website.
Anybody here on Black People Meet? Anybody?
Good talk.
Did you guys meet on Black People Meet?
Well, that's the thing, though, right? So I keep seeing the commercials, and I'm like, oh, I just want to join it, you know. But then, I just keep thinking about it, and I'm like, wait, how the fuck could they stop me from joining Black People Meet? Because in this day and age, there would be a fucking law. You know what I mean? Like, somebody would be like, that's bullshit. I'm white. I should be. You know what I mean? Like, everything's a fucking lawsuit. So I sign up, and I fucking could sign up. And I was like, what the fuck? I just saw. So I said I said my name was Sam Gdansky because I thought that was real nice and white. Put a real white picture, and it is just like fucking. I mean, you scroll through that shit and find me. You'll be like, hey, white guy. Like, it's just right there.
Have you gotten any likes yet? Any mutual matches?
Not yet.
Not one?
No, but no. Shut up. What? Don't do this. I'm sorry.
Now, what's your nationality, dude? What are you, JT?
Sicilian and Irish.
Sicilian.
You got a little black in you. That's interesting. Where'd you guys meet?
Blackpeoplemeet.com. Huh?
What shady website did you two hook up on?
This is good.
Please,
this is
going to
be really
Please,
good.
Craigslist.
Let's take a guess.
I guess Craigslist.
You're saying Craigslist. Yeah. What do you think?
Facebook. No, Facebook. Twitter.
You say Twitter? Does anyone from the audience, I guess, for one baby wipe? Plenty of fish. Okay.
Christian
I'm
going to
say...
Somebody's walking
answer,
home with a baby
dude.
Wipe.
Great answer, dude. Christian Mingle, okay.
It's Yahoo. But
you met on Yahoo?
Next time you're lying about
anybody
you.
Anybody ever fucking met on Yahoo before? Who's on Yahoo?
Wait a minute. We're the everybody you're supposed to tell Facebook.
Yeah, no. he told the truth and then the lie. In probably the environment where the most people will hear it.
Right. Yeah.
We met on Yahoo,
people.
But we say Facebook.
Okay.
All right.
Nice. Oh, that's so racist, bro.
So fucked up, bro.
Why are you racist, so dude? Up. He's saying that her parents won't listen to this podcast that's done in a weed bar about eating assholes. Is that what you're saying to me?
Well, by the way, real quick, Sam, I don't think anyone's brought up eating assholes yet. I think that's something you probably
thought we're talking about.
Yeah, you thought
that. The big ending that we were going to do.
The big finale.
The big season finale. What season are we in? We're in season three.
We're in season three.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that slow clap.
Thank you for that smattering.
Now, sir, with the Death Squad shirt on over there, you listen to, obviously, podcasts. Does your girlfriend listen to podcasts? Do you make her listen to podcasts? And what podcasts do you guys listen together as you guys spoon? Do you ever listen to our podcast? I have.
Well, that was I have with a question mark.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What's the story? You guys shouldn't murder somebody because you'll never get a story together. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Did you murder someone? I have.
Maybe. We didn't. Oh, we did? Oh, sorry.
What's your favorite podcast? Come up here and talk in the microphone, will you? Come on up, bud. You know you got the
Both
fucking
of you.
Shirt
Why not?
On.
Come on.
Like you're not dying to do it. Come on up here, dude. Let's look at this. Look at this guy.
Somebody's walking home with a baby life.
Come on. It all depends.
You're Jordan Maskell.
Yes.
Jordan.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Welcome, Jordan Maskell, to the Donnie Show.
I'm spotting you all from the internet.
How'd you know it was Jordan?
From Twitter, because he'd been tweeting about the show. And
7:32 of the piece.
Gotta support Joe, gotta support Puff Mama. This is the best club in Toronto, I'll tell you right now.
Well, we're not going to disagree with you there, my man.
Come on, we're going to get that soundbite for you. Send it, turn to a ringtone.
It's been crazy, and we've been high since, like, the minute No Susquehanna peed on the side of the freeway. It's been insane from jump.
So, do you have a favorite episode of the Naughty Show? Or
I like Naughty Show 69.
Okay, which one was that one? Oh,
that was Clownvis?
No, Clownvis. I think
Brett Rossi.
Brett Rossi and
she wants to come back. Huh?
Danny Daniels.
Yes.
What did you like about that episode?
I don't know. It was just I know there was a song about cursive. I think.
Oh yeah.
Goddamn right there is.
Because Americans are trying to get rid of cursive.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Are you guys holding on to that in Canada? Are you guys teaching
you
the children?
You better be. We need you, Canada. Sorry, we're fucking up so much, but goddamn it, we need you to pick up the tab.
Do you have a favorite? So Brett Rossi was your favorite guest, or who's your favorite guest?
My favorite guest. It's hard. I really like the Miss LA Speedweed one.
That was a great one. Ari's Nazi tattoo.
Yep.
That was a quality one. I really liked that one.
I had to listen to it on the podcast because I listen to you guys at work. Like this week, I've been listening to all the Naughty Shows. You know, listen back and stuff like that. And then so fucking. Go back and watch it on was it Vimeo?
Yeah, everybody wants us to bring back video. We'd love to do it. Just Playboy Radio is because of that bunny. They're just they're very protective of that logo because that logo makes more money for Playboy than the actual magazine.
There's about 30 cameras in that studio.
Can you put like stickers over shit or?
That's stickers what we do, just put over the bunnies, the giant bunny. Yeah, okay,
we could put like a rat head over it, maybe like a rat head over the bunny.
That's what we should do. We should make a giant fucking Naughty Show sign and then try to get some videos going so you guys can watch the great new stuff that's going on.
This is like Shark Tank a little bit.
Yeah. Like Bud Bundy recently was on.
Rapping. As his alter ego, Little Gweed.
He was fucking great, dude. He's a great guy. I appreciate you listening, man. Thank you very much.
What are you going to do with your baby life?
I'm probably going to wipe my hands with it. You know, it smells like reefer.
Absolutely, yeah. Baby life will get reefer off your hands,
What
guys.
Do you do for a living?
I used to work at a call center. I do podcasts myself, and I do MMA journalism.
What's your podcast?
It's I have like a network. It's just basically the Marconi Maskell Podcasting Network on iTunes.
Oh, nice.
And basically, I just do that because I work at a garden center throughout the week. Just you need something to fucking make money, right?
Right. So, no, you don't need anything to make money.
Podcasts and music like get you through the day. So as long as you have that shit, you know, you're good to go.
There we go.
Good. We go. Congratulations, buddy.
There we go. Dreams are happening. Things are happening. We're giving away cars tonight, guys. Somebody's leaving with a car.
Someone's gonna get audience member of the night.
Shit. What does it, Sam? 7:35 of the piece?
Whoa, Ashley B, everybody. World famous Ashley B.
Ashley B.
Everybody likes her.
No, they like my tits.
Come on. Okay, yeah, we do like your tits.
I couldn't wait to see them, to be honest.
Can you show everybody your boobs? Will you do that? No, you won't do that. Will you show everybody your tatas?
There we go.
I mean,
do we get to see nipples?
Right there.
Can we see? Oh,
all right, everybody.
That's for the ladies.
There we go, everybody. Brought to you by Baby Life. Brought to you by Baby Life.
Big titties. Those motherfuckers.
No Susquehanna bringing in more drinks.
Do we have any
Thank
Red
you.
Bull? Thank you.
More beer.
So, Ashley B., what is your question? And by the way, you're the first person to ask a question without a giant fucking beard. Oh, well, you had one, too. Okay, do you have pierced nipples?
My beard is not on my face.
Oh, did you actually have a nice little bush rocking?
Yeah.
That's nice. It's good to hear the girl's still having the bush. Because that was a whole discussion. She doesn't believe in bush. She wants to look like a 13-year-old. Okay?
Oh, my God. It's
she meant the president.
It's not that I don't believe in it. I know it exists. I just don't participate in it. That's fine. Everyone for themselves.
Yeah, that's her choice. Respect.
I is this think like pro-life and pro-choice here?
Yes.
It's going to be a fucking fight up here?
You mentioned being
makes
13.
As much sense.
I think it's weird when people affiliate shaving that with being young. Because you
really?
Shave everything.
Is that jump that hard to understand? Why would you even think that?
Because you shave your legs, you shave your armpits, people fucking nair their bodies, they wax their face. Why would you stop at one thing? Well, if you don't want to look old, then just fucking grow out your pits. Stop shaving your legs.
Yeah, but...
that's a good point. right?
There's a pretty good point.
It is a good point. It is a really good point. I'm trying to fight that.
Kids don't have an ass. You're clearly a woman. It's crazy talk. I think it's creepy. And the problem's with you. Sorry.
The problem's with me?
Yeah.
Or is it with society?
Well, society, not you per se. I don't know where you fall. Every time it comes up, you say something different.
I like it. I like different designs down there. You know what I'm saying?
Like hearts and stuff.
Yeah. I really wanted to see we were talking about the other day. I wanted to see her with a Transformer logo over her crotch. That'd been a good time. What's your question, Ashley?
Okay, going back a few conversations with the random hookups. What is your worst time ever? Like, you know, randomly hooking up with.
Okay, so you're saying what's our worst random hookup?
Yeah, especially on the internet. I think that's the best.
Okay, that's kind of like saying, what is the worst roller coaster you've ever been on? Because they're all pretty sweet. But
some people fall out of cars every now and then.
Yeah, right. Once in a while.
Every now and then.
Still, a free random hookup. Let's think about that. We're going to go Vicky first on this one.
Oh, my God. Look, Ari, it's not that random, but it didn't happen that often. So I'm going to classify it as random.
Okay.
And oddly enough, we did work on roller coasters.
Really?
We worked at Seaside Heights' boardwalk. Yeah, I worked on the pier.
How old were you?
About maybe 18 or 19.
So you're giving up the ass very quickly.
Yeah, it's
thank
summer.
You, Sam. It's summer. It's summer, everybody. You know what that means.
I'm from North Jersey. I'm just down there for a few months. So
you're
yeah.
just slinging yeah. ass like a hot dog yeah. vendor. That's
put the North in North Jersey right
God,
there.
Get your sweet hot ass right here. Go on.
So there's this guy, and now it's
nobody's
like,
buying.
I think I was 19 because it was the second year I knew him, the second summer he was around. And he worked on the Himalaya, and I worked on the Wild Mouse. You know how that
right.
goes.
So you guys
you're not supposed to talk. That's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. It's Montagues and Capulets,
like Jets
right?
And sharks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fucked up.
So we hang out, and he's real cool, and he's all like tattooed up, and he loves pop culture. And I'm
he
like,
sounds,
nerd
by the
shit.
Way, Vicky, he sounds really cool.
Oh my God. He would wear a backwards baseball cap,
oh,
and it was
yeah.
like the Less Than Jake embroidered logo.
And he had the tag still on it of how much it cost.
Oh my God. So finally it's like, you know, we hooked up one night, and it was like the build up to this night. It's like you just been waiting to hook up with this person for like a while. And when we're making out and I reach down into his pants,
oh boy.
It's like one of those things where you're like, no. Cause that's impossible.
Oh, it's that small?
It's small to a point where I'm convincing myself, am I finding it? Is this something else? Maybe it's just not
that is a rough
yet,
thing for chicks.
But it was. And there's no way to know ahead of time.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Christmas gift. You're like, I hope this is important. I hope.
But I mean.
Just not socks.
Yeah, you know.
And I'm not trying to be like, you know, it's got to be huge. I'm saying this is insanely this is freakish. I've never run across anything like this, the smallest thing ever. What do you do in that situation now that you've built up this thing that's almost a little relationship-y? And it's like, no, you can't.
But what did it grow into? Did it grow into a delightful?
Was it a grower?
No.
It never grew.
No, it
never
grew.
It
was just no grower.
Wicked ass tiny.
Sounds like a Greek
myth. If it
was
a grower, I wouldn't be telling this story.
Was he breaking and banging the sides? Anything?
Look. There.
Was he drunk driving your pussy?
This was just the reach. I didn't want to go for the visual. Because I was like, no, you're probably wrong. You're probably just wasted. Don't pay attention to it. So
when you drink, his dick shrinks.
Right. Like, no, it's you. You're crazy. It's impossible.
Crazy Vicky, mentally shrinking dicks again.
So then the next time where like so it didn't go that far. I didn't see it with my own eyes. It was a reach, a grab, a nah. So the next time we hang out, and it's kind of like known that we're gonna fucking do it.
What do you mean it was known?
You know, it's like it's you know that's what's coming.
Was
later
it talking
the
to town?
It wasn't no, it wasn't talking.
Did you hear about Vicky? Did you hear about Vicky and Little Dick Lou? They're gonna hook up. Tell me his fucking name's Lou. Tell me his fucking name is Lou right fucking now. I'm John fucking Edwards, baby. Michael Winslow, I am coming. You are going down.
I never, ever, 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 ever told this story to this guy.
Little Dick Lou.
And he spelled it L-O-O, and he said, it's Lou like the toilet. That's how he introduced himself all the time.
And you were going to give him pussy. That's where everything about this guy is wrong, and you're still going to give him
like
ass.
Not like the gangster, like the thing English people shit in.
You fucking...
And you still gave him ass.
So
that's amazing.
No. All right. So it's like it's after work. The pier's closed. The ticket boxes are in. The rides are off.
That's a magical night already.
We stop at 7-Eleven.
Oh, God.
We stop at 7-Eleven.
Do you need a baby life? It's good for everything.
Not yet. Maybe when I start crying at the end of this story. And when we're at 7-Eleven on the way to his car to go to his house, he purchases Snugger Fit condoms.
What's is that the opposite of Magnums?
Yeah. Yes. It's Magnums.
Did you know
run.
That they
Snugger Fit?
Because I
no.
didn't until
Snugger
that moment.
Fit is at 7-Eleven?
It confirmed everything I suspected. That was the worst hookup of my life, only because the anticipation, the buildup was so huge. You know, you randomly hook up with somebody, your expectations aren't that high. But the buildup to this was
Snugger
months,
fit.
If not years.
Snugger
and
Fit.
And now we're buying Snugger Fit.
See, the thing is that I think I just...
I want to get sponsored by Snugger Fit. I just think it would be great. There's got to be a bunch of little dick dudes out there who wants to listen to some fucking podcast.
You order those online.
Snugger Fit.
Right now, I swear, I'm thinking in my head, like, should we bleep out the name?
What, Lil Dick Lou? L-O-O? The British.
No, you didn't say his last name. Oh, well, you did spell his name, and I'm pretty sure there's only about four
L-O-O's. My guess is if you Google Lil Dick Lou, Snugger Fit condoms... Jersey Shore. Probably get close.
Yeah.
Sniff around it at least.
Well, that's a horrible story. That's a horrible... I agree. For women. It's got to be different. Just hope and pray what's down there.
That never happens. Like, that never happens.
Has it
not
ever gone
like
the other
crazy.
Way where you're like, man, this? I bet this guy's got the little stick in the world. And then you just open it and it's a fucking anaconda.
I'll tell you something. That happens way more.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's more like... Oh, it's just like a happy surprise.
Yeah, that happens way more often than I never encounter. This is like crazy that this happened.
That's
I'm
so
telling
sad.
You, and I'm not being picky. I need you to understand that. I'm not being like, oh, what's
oh yeah,
what's
we know you'll fuck anything.
Okay, I think they know by now. Okay,
Gareth, your story.
Oh, I honestly don't even know. I don't even know.
You've never had a bad lay. It's all been
oh,
sunshine
horrible
and blue
lays.
Skies.
Had horrible lays. Had horrible ones. Many of them. Yep. I actually, that's how I met Vicky, was when I was buying little Snuggers.
What's the weird? I mean, like, yeah, man, I don't think there's a lot of bad lays out there.
I recently
okay,
slept with a girl, and it was really weird the whole time. And I was at a hotel. My hotel. I wasn't like, can I get the room for an hour? And it was weird. The whole time it was weird. So then... we finish, and she gets dressed right away and is very strange. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? You know? And she's like, I'm going. She's like, I got to go. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? She's like, I'm leaving. I got to go. I was like, okay. She's like, I need you to get me a cab. I was like, all right. And then I like took her downstairs, and the whole time I'm like, what the fuck's going on? She's just like, I have to go. Okay, don't even worry about it. I was like, okay, got her a cab. Went and ate pizza. Went back to my room, turned the lights on.
Stop.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do a little contest. Who thinks they know what happened? I'm going to break it into tables here. We'll have three tables. Well, this group right here is playing. No, we'll do four tables.
It's like bar
we'll
trivia.
Do every table. So we're going to do Family
trivia.
Feud style. It's a whole table. You guys are a group. 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 We're going to start right here. Guys, you've lost your turn. Here we go. She stole his shit. Okay, that's your answer? Final answer? She stole his shit. two dudes up there. What do you think? She had to go meet her husband. Okay, so stolen shit, meeting husband. Anything in the back? We're going to come back to you guys. You two lovers talk it out, okay? What about this table, this area right here?
The pimp came in.
The pimp came in. I'm guarantee you're wrong, but that's okay. Albanian, how about team couples in the back? Team couples? What do you guys think?
She's pregnant.
She's already. You're thinking he's got that? Powerful of a gun.
Well, in her defense,
this guy's knocking bitches up nightly.
They show 3 months when I'm done sometimes.
Okay. Here we go. Final table over here. What do you guys think? Everybody talk about it.
I guess she's definitely not pregnant.
Okay. So you're gonna go.
Very clever.
So basically, what you did was you bid a dollar over their bid. That's basically what you did right there. You went Price is Right,
that's
and you
an
just said,
gift.
Fuck them.
Wait, but what does that mean exactly?
That means she's saying you shoot blanks. Wait. That's what she's saying.
No, I don't know.
No, I'm saying that Mother Nature came to visit your house.
You are the goddamn winner!
I know, where's the baby wipes?
She bled all over your bed?
I came back, and I turned on the lights, and I go, oh, now I get it. Okay, hats off. Well played.
Why didn't she just tell you that?
I don't know, but I guess it was just really embarrassing. I don't know, but that's right. Yeah, thank God we cleared that up. Sam was like, she's saying you're impotent. What's the answer? I was like, I don't believe so, sir.
When I first moved to Los Angeles, when you first moved to LA, people think you're stupid. And they try to take advantage of you. And I had this woman who would tell me, I'm going to be your PR agent. I didn't even know what that meant.
Already a shady sign.
I'm your PR person. And she came to a show, and we went out. We started eating, and she was just all over me. And I'm like, okay, what's going on here? She's like, yeah, I used to.
I'm professional.
Yeah. I used to, like, hang out with Ozzy's guitarist. Like, it's such a weird fucking thing. How people, like, who know.
Zach Wilde?
No, it was like some random fucking guitarist. I don't even know who it was. So anyway, we go back to her house. We start fooling around. Next thing you know, her kid comes into the room, crawls into bed, and goes to sleep. And I'm like, this is fucking horrible.
Wait. While the act
My PR agent sucks.
While the act is happening? While you're in the act?
We're just laying there right now.
Right.
Okay. I haven't even begun.
Oh.
Well, surely
sadder.
You wouldn't continue once the kid comes in.
Well, I thought the night was over. I'm like, this is nothing going to happen. I lay down, and 20 minutes later, mom starts blowing me, right? And the kid's sleeping right there.
Get the fuck out of here.
And I'm like, we can't do this. This is illegal.
Hey, nothing makes me happier than making eye contact with your toddler while you're blowing me.
Oh, my God.
And she goes... What? He's asleep. I'm like, okay, you're the mom. Yeah, and that was the story.
Yeah.
And even that wasn't that bad. I mean, it was creepy as shit.
That's creepy.
I didn't enjoy it.
That's honestly, like, that's fucking creepy. That's
right?
Creepy.
I agree. Now you're making me feel awful.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not you. Her.
It was all her. What am I supposed to do?
That's my point to you, baby.
I'm like, you're my PR agent. This is how I gotta bone you. That's how good. Right? So that's my story.
Thank you.
Do you have an awful story?
Yeah.
I love how, like, I think women's stories of bad sex are always way worse than guy stories of bad sex.
I was just going to say, who do you think has the worst story? Because I'm thinking the kid will eventually go away.
No, he went away in about an hour after
right.
that.
The girl won't have her period, but that guy's always going to have that tiny little snugger fit dick all the time. That's never going to change.
Who, you mean Lil Dick Lou, like the toilet?
But nobody... Yeah, okay, that's a great point. That is a great point. So, I don't know where we're going with that, so...
Ashley's worst story.
But who's had the worst one up here? What'd you guys think? Who won?
Yeah,
Vicky did?
Oh,
I thought I did. Yeah, right?
That's dramatic, though.
I mean, blood you can just wash away. I've watched Dexter a thousand times.
Oh, yeah. What a little tale. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, it just washes off. It's easy.
Hey.
Especially when you're in a hotel room with Comet and fucking rags.
Honestly, it wouldn't be a bad story if she told you it happened.
Yeah.
It's the fact that she snuck away in the future.
Hey, what makes the sixth sense? The end. The twist.
That's a great point.
Thank you.
That's a weird lawyer move you went right there. You just swear to God, serious legalese right there.
My arms are numb. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. But man, you know that's ladies. That's what happens. That's going to happen once in a while.
Now look, I'm fine with it. Okay. Thank God I had baby lives there. Boy, did they save the day. Those baby lives. They really took the shine right out of that sheet.
All right, what's your story?
Okay, so when I was in university, that was my promiscuous. Eased up on that a bit now. So typically, I would spend some time talking with a guy online before I hooked up with him, making sure.
And why do you do that? Why do you talk online first?
I don't know. It made me feel a bit more comfortable. I know him, but this guy, I didn't.
Okay, right here is what I don't understand about the story. This is a story about having bad sex. And at this moment, you've told me you don't feel comfortable with this guy.
No, it's not that I didn't feel comfortable. I just didn't spend a lot of time. Usually, like, I don't know. Sometimes I can spend a few days talking to a guy, and other times it's weeks.
Oh, so you just went all in early.
Yeah.
What about him made you think, hey, dude, this is the Gillette all-in moment on this poker move?
I don't even remember why I decided. Probably just because I wanted to get laid, honestly. That was probably it.
You know what's so great about being a woman? You could have the notion, I just want to get laid, and guess what? It's going to happen.
But don't they...
There's never a chick going at the bar. It's like, dude, no one will give me dick tonight. It fucking sucks.
That is a complaint you hear from women. They're like, I just can't like find anyone to sleep with. You're like, sweetie. Let me tell you what it's like to find nobody to sleep with. It's very different from what you're living.
You're just slinging. You're just hoping. I have a great story about that. I'll tell it after this.
It doesn't have anything to do with Tinder.
So he came over, and so
you just invite this stranger off the internet right to your house?
Yeah, well, my roommates were home, so it was fine.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Also, if you're getting stabbed and raped, they're going to run in and help you?
Exactly.
Witnesses, yeah.
They,
okay.
You know, they knew of my slutty.
I'd run in and grab your rent first, then go out. Go on.
So, you know, yeah, awkwardly introduce him to my roommates, go into my room. Okay, this is a while ago. I think he broke my bra just because I don't think he knew how a bra worked.
It's a good backup,
right there, you got to be like, this is quality.
Yes.
All right.
But it gets
this
better,
guy's played the field.
Believe me. So then we proceed to have sex. He is wearing a condom. Oh, that's the night I invented the term mushcock. With my cousin.
You and your cousin came up with that together?
Yeah, it's on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm going to ask what a mushcock is, but I feel like I already know.
And I feel like I already
know. It's better than tiny dick, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. It's a guy who can't sustain his erection, but he's not drunk.
Oh.
Yeah, he's completely.
I thought it was different.
I thought it was. Just
I thought
like,
it was like when it's like in that adolescent phase of like.
I thought it was like the Canadian version of Coke Dick.
No, it's a little worse than that.
It's worse than Coke Dick, so he can't even get hard.
Well, he can't stay.
You're
hard.
Like trying to fuck a hose at this point.
Pulling rope, as they say in Archer. No, sorry, pushing rope.
Nothing's happening. You're
pushing
yanking
rope.
The chain.
Pushing rope.
Punch him in the nuts. Anything happening?
All those big turn-on moves?
But halfway through the sex, he's like, can I take the condom off? I was like, what the fuck? No.
So he takes the condom off.
So when does the condom come off for sure?
Okay. Yeah. He comes, I guess. I don't remember. And he gets up to go. And
he bled all over your bed.
Maybe.
Oh, that's not a big deal.
But this is the thing. He was only in my apartment for 10 minutes.
Aww.
This all happened in 10 minutes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And when he was leaving, my roommates were laughing at him. And then I started laughing because it was really funny.
I would take them as cheering me on.
I'll tell you what, you can laugh all you want at that guy, but he's still like, I don't give a shit. Just driving home.
with his mushcock.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care. So what? They left a mushcock. Mushcocks. Mushcock in and out in 10 fucking minutes, baby. That's mushcock right there.
Hey, it's mushcock.
Hashtag mushcock drive time traffic.
Wait. He was only in my apartment for 10 minutes. His sex was like 3 minutes.
Yeah, no, but still, that's quite a relationship.
And then, you know, I never talked to him again, whatever, but he contacts me again a few months later on the same website.
It's like, still mushy.
Yoo-hoo. Aw, well, you deserve another baby.
There you go.
Baby
Have
life.
A baby life. Baby life.
Thank you, Ashley B.
Thank you, Ashley B. Great question. Whoa, look,
Here
everyone's getting excited. Come up, question.
Back of the room. Name, age, single, relationship status, birth date, and what do you think about baby life?
Turn-offs.
Name,
Alex, age,
go big, on. Big fan of baby life.
Okay, oh. Awesome. A baby life, a great product.
I have a question about...
An age, please?
Oh, age.
What are your turn-ons and turn-offs?
24.
24, turn-offs. And relationship
natural,
status?
Natural look.
Relationship status.
Okay,
relationship
that means
status.
Sony showers.
Single, ready to mingle, love it.
And turn-offs.
Right, okay. As a guy, there's not a lot. It's like, fuck, is she breathing? I think dead. I think
certainly,
dead's a turn off.
Certainly not mattress menstruation. We all know that's a day-to-day activity. Unbelievable.
There's definitely a website dedicated to that. But guys like, fucking love that, bro. Go on.
Okay, so question. The question is actually about the Monster of Comedy tour.
Okay.
Yeah, other
it was a podcast it was, about it, I think.
It was a really and by the way, I was so fucked up on that podcast.
What were you doing, like, Sammy? What were you rocking,
just
baby?
Just partying pretty hard at that point.
Sure.
I'm sober now because I party pretty hard, man. I mean, was going at it, and that was a day I was pretty fucking fucked up. And it was a great tour. What we wanted to do was show people who want to know about the whole stand-up world that, you know, a lot of the tour movies you'd seen before that, they were all these sweetest gigs you could ever play. They were just like this awesome theater after awesome theater after awesome theater. And when in reality, it's not like that. Not all, every gig is fun like this. Not every gig is like a great sweet room to play like this in the great sweet city. It's not always like that. There are shitholes out there.
So true.
There are some fucking shit, and even you haven't done the shit of the shit. And I, because you're funny, you've moved very quickly.
No.
Boom, man.
You're all right.
We did a gig called Free No Cover Free Pizza Comedy Show. And then no cover for the show, everybody got free pizza. And it was in Fresno, and it's like, it begins this hatred I have with that city. It's the most unfuckable city you will ever be in your life. It is the opposite of Toronto. Whoever thinks Toronto sucks, you're nuts. It's phenomenal. It's go to Fresno. They should turn that into a prison city where you got to go live there for 2 years if you commit a crime or some shit like that. It's fucking horrible, man. And we go there, and it's no cover free pizza. And I walk in, and it's comedy. In the worst environment you could possibly do. It's like this arcade / like dive bar that has this giant disco light in the middle of the bar that's just flashing. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, you can't have that because people be listening to comedy every 2 seconds. They get nailed with a light and it takes them out of the trance of what is that happens when you do stand-up. Your whole thing is to put people kind of in this weird trance. You become like this.
You guys will see the dance later. You'll see the dance later.
So I go, man, you got to turn this light off. Can you turn the light off? And I swear to God, they go, we can't turn the disco ball off. Because if we turn the disco ball off, all the power in the place will go off. The disco ball was the fucking center of fucking...
Think of how easy that is to solve.
Right? But they don't give a fuck in Fresno because they hate life. We did so many bad gigs. We did a gig there. It was a Hell's Angels bar. I've done so many Hell's Angels shows. And it's so funny because every show ends up with me doing a sexy dance for my life.
Like Pee-wee.
For my life. I gotta dance... For my life.
If I don't dance right, I'm going to get my fucking ass kicked. And that just happened there. We're doing this disco, this fucking, just this cholo Hell's Angels bar. Just all these motorcycles in front. Just Mexican fucking Hell's Angels. And everybody's going up and just eating it. So I'm like, I'm just going to go up. And this chick just starts getting lippy with me. And I'm just like, really? You think you're sexy with me? She's like, what? I'm like, you're not fucking sexy. She's like, what? I'm like, you're not. You think you're sexy with me? She's like, fuck yeah, I am. And I'm like, I go, like, okay, come up on stage. So she gives me a lap dance, right? And they're like, yeah, Janice, yeah. I'm like, you ain't seen nothing left. Yeah. So I take her and I completely flip her up. I do standing 69 skull fuck on her. And the place goes fucking nuts. Now, that's not the first time I've ever had to do standing 69 skull fucker.
Of course not, Sammy.
To get out of a Hell's Angels bit. If you guys go on Google tonight and you put in Hell's Angels versus San Diego cop, you will see this video. And in this video is this Hell's Angel about to fucking throw down with these two San Diego cops. That Hell's Angel came to a comedy show that I did in La Jolla. And he's just fucking trying to heckle me. Ha, 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 oh, what, ha. And they laugh at me like, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you laugh. You ever see that? Yep. Where like guy laughs at you just to get you to fight. So he's doing that. And I'm like, oh, man, this is going to go bad fast. And I just learned, man, challenge them to a sexy dance competition. Whenever you see a Hell's Angel,
challenge him to a sexy dance.
I'm telling you, man. Oh. You guys can think I'm crazy, but if you're down and out, and you hear like if you're on Sons of Anarchy, right, and shit's getting bad, and you got Hell's Angels everywhere, do a fucking sexy dance competition. And I didn't know who this guy was at the time, and he'd walked up on stage, and he was just old man shredded. Have you ever seen old man shredded?
Oh yeah.
When they're like
Hedo Rick,
65,
baby, Hedo Rick.
Just fucking like they've just been working out with cinder blocks all day, you know what I'm saying? Fucking throwing concrete, and you're like, fuck yeah. This guy is just shredded, and he's got tats everywhere, and he does this for a second, like to the crowd. And I notice that he has three SS tattoos on his arm. Now, if you've ever watched Lockup, if they have it up here, that's where then they explain the prison tattoos. For each SS you have, that's someone you've killed in prison. So at this point, I have the same feeling Siegfried and Roy had when they realized the Lions weren't playing that night. You know what I'm saying?
99.9% of the time, they're good. But boy, is that 0.1. Wow.
Oh my God, and I had to do a standing skull fuck to get the hell out of there, and I just survived. It was just, that was a crazy fucking gig, dude. But yeah, we had to do Hell's Angels shit. We had to do just crazy stuff. I did Vancouver. That was a crazy show in Vancouver. I've talked about it.
Comedy mix? What's the?
Yeah, something like, I don't even remember the name of the club, but yeah, it was like the comedy mix. And man, Vancouver, they don't give a fuck. Man, people were doing coke right on the table as I was doing stand-up. People were like, oh my God, you're right. They do walk like that. And just fucking... It was fucking weird, man. It was a weird fucking gig, but it was a lot of fun. I mean, Jason Rouse is one of the funniest, craziest people I've ever met in my life.
He's pretty awesome.
Great guy.
Great guy. All right. Well,
so is Gatsby.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
I think we got to wrap it up.
Baby life. Baby for life, baby. There you go. Some real shit right
there.
Wow,
that went well. I mean, I was high as fuck at the beginning of it, man.
So now that you've been in this environment for so long and you're going to come back out into it, how high are you going to be by night's end? The highest you've been all weekend?
I'm going to do some jogging right now. I'm going to jog a couple fucking
yards. You're at that pause for so long. You're like, a couple fucking miles, feet, seconds. Seconds.
You guys are great. Vicky, yeah. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I did. Let's just thank everyone. We want to thank No Susquehanna for not pissing himself,
mm-hmm.
for picking us up from the airport. Jason, thank you so much. Puff Mama for letting us do this at the Underground Comedy
Club.
Joe. Joe Tuchito at Joe Rangatang. Frank at Hazardous.
Joe Tuchito's dad just put in a new deck. I don't know if you read about that.
Oh, yeah. We know a lot about him. What do you need to know about him? We're good friends with him. We're only here to visit him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
How about you? Good job, Vicky.
Oh, boy.
Tonight you
God,
did excellent.
Toronto. I love it. Love it. Great. So okay. Great. A lot of lessons learned, a lot of lessons left on the playing field. But I'm excited to come back and learn them again. I think it's a great town. And, you know, I think everybody needs to, you know, get out there and really spread the message and let everyone know that it's happening and that we're all about it.
All right. That's a great message right there, huh? And you forgot to thank
our God, for the last time. Actually, I just got a text during the podcast. Baby Life actually stopped sponsoring it.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. They said the content. But regardless, you know, I'd love to say Baby Life, but fuck Baby Life. Baby Life, fuck you. You're not a good product. I was lying the whole time. You're dry. You look used. The baby on the cover looks dead. It's a nightmare, and you're a nightmare, and I don't want you around anymore, and you don't tell me how to live my fucking life. I am Michael Winslow reincarnated, Baby Life.
One more sound effect. Anybody, one more sound effect.
Wait, real quick. All right, now that they're not sponsoring us anymore,
yeah.
What's a sound effect for someone using that product?
I'm so fucking pissed at this bullshit. That's what they'd say.
That was pretty good, dude.
That's that guy being upset by it. I think it's right on the money. Put yourself in that scene specifically.
I like that
it's
a lot.
It's accurate.
I like that a lot.
Thank you.
Where can they find you?
Toronto and then tomorrow LA.
Okay.
Yep.
On Twitter? Why don't you let them Twitter,
Twitter? At Reynolds Gareth. At Gareth Reynolds is taken by an English guy. He seems cool. He seems cool. We follow each other.
I can't thank you guys enough for coming out.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I had a ton of fun. It was great. I'm high as fuck the whole time. It was a great time, though.
Yeah, great
you guys
weekend.
Were a great crowd. I hope you guys stay for the show. There's been a lot of fun. Little things in the show is if the crowd, if comic asks you to come up on stage and you, like, do stuff with you, be a part of the show.
Well, keep in mind, said comic okay? Who he's talking about might have on a hat. Yeah. And if you want to find out what kind of hat, well, you're just going to have to
don't
stick around.
Don't be afraid
around.
To come up on the show. Be a part of the show.
Could be a pirate. Could be construction worker. We don't know.
No matter what you're asked to do.
Yeah.
By the way, no matter what the request is, just volunteer and do it.
Okay. We want to thank High on Trees for bringing us out.
Yep.
They're fucking phenomenal.
Underground.
Want to thank the Underground. This club just keeps getting bigger, bigger, better, faster, stronger.
Also, at Spoiled Smokers, Sean.
Yes.
Promoting the show.
And are the Naughty Show, and thank you guys so much for coming out. We really appreciate it. I'm Sam Tripoli, at Sam Tripoli. Take care, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.